When wisdom has been expressed, and expressed well, I have no scruples, I make it mine. This is Instant Illumination. Dr. Harry L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California. When wisdom has been expressed, and expressed well, I have no scruples, I make it mine. Good ideas are everywhere. Good ideas are ours to take and use whenever we find them. Perhaps to take the wording, to be or not to be. That was a very wonderful statement. Shakespeare made that many years ago in one of his plays, and humanity has used that eternally. And to each person using it, it means something different. To each person using it, it expresses a different concept in their mind. And so, really, it's not a plagiaristic idea to take that as a total statement, because it does not mean what the author meant. It means what the individual who's using it means. However, we don't have to plagiarize anybody. We don't have to take a phrase that someone has used because it is so good. I know, in studying religious science and reading the words of Dr. Holmes, as you read these words, you think to yourself, wow, what a brilliant mind. What a magnificent person who handles words so well. All of his life he did that. When he wrote the book, way back in the 1920s, he did a beautiful job. His words stand the same as they were then, beautifully done. And throughout his lifetime, he spoke from platforms, and he wrote continuously of his philosophy, of his approach, of his words, of his phraseology. And they're wonderful. Now, what inspired him to do this in the first place? What inspired him to express himself so bountifully and so beautifully? What inspired him to do this was a thought that went through his mind. A thought that all is divine. We live in a divine world. We live in a world of thought, a world in which we can be the masters, in which we are the masters, whether we take awareness of that mastership or not. Now, the words that Ernest Holmes has said, and that William Shakespeare has said, and that an infinite number of other writers have said, go down in history. They go down memorably to be something very wonderful. But I like to tell people who read my writing and who feel that it is something so sufficient for their needs, I say, take whatever I've said, put it in your own words and make it yours. Now there's the point. Put it in your own words and make it yours. So often we look at the words and the writings of others, and they are distinctly the phraseology that that person would use, and not the type of things that we would use. Now, it's true, we could learn those phraseologies, we could learn those words, and we could make them ours, but we have within us a unique expression which is special just to us. And so when we have a beautiful idea, all is God, all is good, all is perfect, all is beautiful. When we have a beautiful idea, it is done unto me according to my belief. We want to make that a statement that means something to us. It is done unto me according to my belief. Whatever thoughts I think, these are the thoughts, these are the reality that I experience in my life. Now, that's a good phrase too. It's done unto me according to my thought. Whatever ideas I have that are exciting and wonderful, and I think about these ideas, and I dwell on these ideas, and I enlarge on these ideas, and I let these ideas grow inside of me. Wow! What an exciting world I have. Now, that's the phraseology that is distinctly coming out of my thought system. And there are many, many more. The more we think about an idea, the more ways we think of expressing it. And so the original concept that inspired us, we should have no scruples about it. We should take the concept and run with it. And the concept is expressed in words and ideas, it's true. We should take those words and let those words inspire us to even greater expression of what it is. When you say to a little boy, behave, and he says, why? Because the law says you should behave. And if you don't obey the law, you go to jail. And the little boy says, come now, that's not so. I have disobeyed the law a lot of times. You didn't even know about it, and I didn't go to jail. I disobeyed the law a lot, and you even knew about it, and I didn't go to jail. What are you talking about? You see, he may not say that so distinctly and so completely, but he sees the irrelevance and he sees the irascibility of these ideas and these phrases. So, rather than say that to him, you say, I would like you to clean up your room, and I would like you to keep your room orderly. And he says, yeah, you don't clean up your room. You see, that's not the type of response you want from him. The type of response you want from him is that he will clean up his room and that he will enjoy doing it. And so you go to him and you say, well now, what have we done here? Your mother took you shopping today, and what did you buy? See, show an interest, that is a good start. Well, I bought some new pants, and I bought some socks, and some shoes, and I bought a shirt, and I bought some underwear, and I bought a hat and a jacket. Aren't they nice? And you look at them and you say, wow, you have very good taste. You want to keep those really nice. You know, if you hang your clothes away, they stay in good condition and you can wear them a little longer and a little more often. And then as you say this, you ask him, where have you got a hanger? And he goes in the closet and gets a hanger, brings it out. He says, now let's take that hanger and let's hang these clothes on there and let's make them real nice. Now just sort of fluff it a little bit so that the little wrinkle there by the sleeve comes out. And now, how do you want to hang it in the closet? Be careful, if you push it too tight against the other clothes, it'll wrinkle it, and you want that to be so pretty. Now, what about those shoes? If you leave the shoes out in the room, your dog is liable to chew them up. So you want to keep the shoes in the closet. And do you have a place in the closet for it? You don't. Well, let's go build a shoe rack for you. We'll build it about 8 inches tall, and we'll have a little square of wood, a U-shaped wood, and you can put 3 shoes on top of it, 3 pair, and 3 pair underneath it. Hey, that's a neat idea. Boy, hey, isn't it fun taking care of our clothes? Now, look at this underwear. If we fold it nicely and put it in the drawer, now, what drawers do you keep your clothes in? In the top drawer, do you keep your handkerchiefs and your socks? And then in the second drawer, you keep your underwear. And in the third drawer, you keep your sport clothes that you fold up down there. Hey, that's neat. Oh, I'm so proud of you. Now, let it go. The next day, you come back and you say, well, I was thinking about your closet looking so beautiful. Can I look at your closet? And proudly, he will say, sure, and show it to you. And you see, now, you can shout at a child, you can shout at yourself, and you can do all sorts of things to try to make yourself behave or do things that you want to do, but the actual practice takes just a little bit of tenderness, a little bit of sincere caring. When wisdom has been expressed, and expressed well, I have no scruples, I make it mine. Benjamin Franklin had lots of statements that he used, and people followed them through the years, but they lost a lot of their enthusiasm because they didn't fit the case. Now, you and I, we know how to make things fit the case. We lovingly take care of those things we have, and I love my clothing. I love my closet. I love my room. Now, everybody doesn't have a room, and everyone doesn't have a closet, and everyone doesn't have a lot of extra clothing. But when you take care of each little thing you have, it grows and becomes more wonderful and more wonderful. I knew some children in Africa who didn't have a lot of clothing, but they always looked beautiful. They always looked wonderful because they were taught by their parents to take care of their clothing, to wash them, to clean them nicely, to wear their clothing that they wore to school, only to school. And afterwards, they just put on a pair of shorts, and they don't bother with their nice clothing until they go to school. They want to be proud of that. When they go to school, they want to be proud that their clothing is nice and clean. And so their mother teaches them. And as their mother teaches them, they learn the lesson, and they do it. And so the mother might say, a clean boy is a happy boy. That doesn't mean very much. But when the mother says, isn't it wonderful to go to school with clean clothes and just like all the other children, and you look so nice, I'm so proud of you. Now, that sort of statement, that wisdom expressed in that manner, have no scruples about using it. Your children will pick it up, and they will use it, and you will use it. And that applies to every area of our life, every area of our thinking. When wisdom has been expressed and expressed well, I have no scruples, I make it mine. But I make it mine in my own words, in my own use. And I don't compare myself to anybody else. I just enjoy myself and have the greatest time in the world because I like me. Instant illumination opens the doors of our hearts and our minds to many wonderful, beautiful possibilities. Today, I let the doorways of my mind open to the joy and the wisdom of the eternal knowledge that I am all. And I love it. I love it. I love it. Have a wonderful day and do beautiful things. I'm proud of you. I love you. I love you. I love you.